There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. Here are the headlines. Dozens protest in London against the BBC. And Jewish leaders in Australia criticise Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. In the UK, the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, a British non-governmental organisation established by members of the Anglo-Jewish community, has held a protest in central London calling for accountability from the BBC over its controversial coverage of Gaza. Dozens of protesters gathered last night criticising the broadcaster's handling of hostage handovers and its recent airing of a documentary about Gaza. Gideon Falter, the CEO of the organisation, spoke at the event held outside the BBC headquarters.
Shame on you! Shame! Shame, BBC! Shame, BBC!
The demonstration included a minute's silence to honour those killed in the October 7th attacks and those still held hostage by Hamas. The BBC had removed the documentary, Gaza, How to Survive a War Zone, after it was revealed that the child narrator is the son of a Hamas official. Accusations have since emerged that other children featured in the film were associated with Hamas. Protesters are demanding an independent inquiry into the BBC's alleged bias and its role in broadcasting what they call Hamas propaganda. Josh Howie, a Jewish stand-up comic, said, "It's time to take action.
I will no longer pay the wages of those who hate Jews. Yeah! I will no longer pay for a platform that gives a voice to Jew haters and fails to challenge that hatred. I will no longer pay for a license to hate."
Jewish leaders say they're disappointed that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Foreign Minister Penny Wong have not condemned more forcefully the brutal murder of the Bibas family by Hamas in Gaza. The outrage and grief followed confirmation last week that Israeli hostages, Shiri Bibas, aged 32, and her two children, Ariel, 4, and Kafir, 10 months old, were murdered in captivity after being kidnapped from their home on October the 7th, 2023. World leaders from countries including the US, the UK, France, and Canada have condemned the deaths and the horrific way in which their remains were returned to Israel. Argentine President Javier Milei declared 2 days of national mourning, as the Bibas family was also of Argentine descent. And thousands gathered in the capital, Buenos Aires, earlier this week to honour the family. And monuments across the world were lit up in orange in tribute to Ariel and Kafir, who had red hair. But in Australia, where the Bibas family has relatives, silence, with no official statement from government. And the Auschwitz Museums defended its decision to confiscate Israeli flags with yellow ribbons symbolising hostages in Gaza from a group of British Jewish visitors. The visitors said the flags represent Jewish solidarity and the ongoing suffering of hostages held by Hamas. The museum said the rules apply to all visitors, regardless of their intent, to prevent any perceived disrespect towards the victims of the Holocaust. And the Jewish community in Canada is outraged after the website The Maple published a list of 85 Canadian citizens who served in the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF. The list includes a mix of Canadian citizens and Israeli Canadians, one of whom, 22-year-old Ben Mizrahi, was killed during the October 7th attack at the Nova Festival. The list contains not only the names of those who served, but also detailed biographies, social media posts and videos. While the website doesn't accuse anyone of war crimes, it calls for more information on Canadians who have served in the IDF. Many in the Jewish community are expressing concerns that the publication of this list adds to a growing sense of insecurity with rising anti-Semitism in Canada. Canadian Jews are worried about lack of police action on anti-Semitic incidents, which they say have been escalating. This Chai FM Global Report is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.